The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We welcome all of you back to the program, final hour. It's been a busy day of baseball. We saw Florida fall earlier here to USF. We saw Alabama also fall. South Carolina won. Arkansas and Mississippi State currently winning big. It's been a busy afternoon, and there's a lot more to talk about. Let's share some headlines with you right now before we get back to the calls. And this was the big story of late last night. The SEC granting immediate eligibility to players who transfer within the league, and a couple of schools profited mightily from that decision. A new Twitter deal is going to help college athletes profit. Seems like that story is going to be repeated many, many times. Meanwhile, the University of Tennessee deploying comprehensive NIL resources for student athletes. Don't forget the NCAA will be dealing with Congress very shortly on the NIL matter, and we'll certainly talk about, a lot about that in the coming 2 weeks. And Johnny Manziel back in the news. Just when you thought you had heard the last of Johnny Football, he said today he made a decent living selling autographs. Remember the controversy about that? He had to miss, a couple of plays of a game. But he never took a dollar before winning the Heisman. It is, if my memory is correct, I thought Johnny Manziel played 1 year after the Heisman, though. So maybe the 2013 season, he made more than a dollar. I have no earthly idea. And at this point, I don't know if anyone really cares. Let's get back to the calls and check in with Cowboy, who is in Florida. Hello, Cowboy. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how you doing today, man?
Cowboy, we're doing great. Thank you.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. I've been watching you ever since you've been on the SEC channel, and it just seems to me like you never age, man. What's the secret?
It's been about eight years later. I think I have the advantage of having looked old at 30, so I've morphed into senior status.
Well, I need to know the secret too myself. Hey, I just called a little bit the other day on your show about Larry and Shelby, about some heart issues. Did he undergo some heart problems, man?
He has had a series of heart issues. You are correct. And it ended up, we talked to his cardiologist yesterday, not specifically about Larry because that's verboten, but we did. Larry's got another procedure coming up here, I think, next week.
Right. Well, I just send out I wish him well. I went through triple bypass myself in 2016.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wish him well. And you take good care of yourself, too, my brother. And I hope that we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for saying that. And triple bypass is not fun, but thank goodness. And I say this, the world of cardiology is so far advanced from even just a few years ago. So many lives are being saved now that unfortunately could not have been saved in the past. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that very, very much. And Dylan is in Charlotte. Hello, Dylan. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good. Long-time listener to the show, first-time caller. Just wanted to call and get your thoughts on the Clemson-UGA opener. You know, a lot of drama going on with the Darion Kendrick transfer from Clemson over to Georgia, you know, along with Clemson having to backfill a lot of spots with quarterback and running back. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that opener.
I've kind of vacillated. Originally, I like Georgia, and then when Pickens went out, I changed my mind. But I will tell you, and I want to make sure I get more information, which, you know, the game's still 3 months off, but I'm beginning to lean a little more toward Georgia. I thought that I think the Georgia secondary has had a big week. Wouldn't you say?
Well, they definitely had a big week. You know, I'm a Clemson fan for sure, and I feel like we're going to fill those positions really nicely. I just wanted to get your thoughts. From you.
Yeah, I'm
who you thought may win with the game.
Right, yeah, listen, the game is 3 months from tomorrow, so we do have a little bit of time. I'm going to withhold making a strong prediction on that because I don't want to. I have so many friends in Clemson. I don't want to upset any of them.
All right, I hear you. Thanks, Paul.
Hey, thank you, Dylan. I will say this. You will not find a more compelling game the opening weekend of the college football season. I suspected since you were in Charlotte, you were probably a Clemson fan. Let's get to the calls. And Luke is up next in Arkansas. Luke, thank you. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, where do you think them Arkansas Razorbacks are going to end up and what their record would be at the end of the college football season?
Yeah, I like their chances of getting to a bowl game. I don't know if everyone agrees with me. I was reading, like every sports fan in America, I bought one of those preseason magazines the other day at an airport and started, gouging myself. Here's the schedule: Rice, Texas, Georgia Southern. I think Texas is in play. I think that could be a win. A&M, I would say a loss. I think here's where the schedule gets very difficult. I think three straight losses: A&M at Georgia, at Ole Miss. I think that Ole Miss game. I know what happened last year. I think Auburn is doable at home, Pine Bluff, the Mississippi State, and then LSU at LSU and at Alabama. I think Missouri is going to be a really critical game. Right now, I would say the Razorbacks will go to a bowl game.
Yeah, I like that. I think 7 wins is our max.
Yeah, I mean the schedule is just too difficult, Luke, to have a huge year. I think Arkansas will be picked to finish last in the SEC West. Not that that's a crime, but because the West is so good, but I don't care about that. I like what I'm seeing there. I think the staff is really good. I think there's a lot of excitement about Jefferson, and I see an upset in the first few weeks of that season, perhaps against Texas. I think that would be huge.
Yeah, it would. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Yeah, Texas has Texas plays Louisiana the first week. I mean, they could get off to a rough start, and you would hate to see that for that beloved fan base in Austin. Let's continue with more phone calls. And Chip is in Knoxville, where baseball is a big topic of conversation. Hey, Chip.
Hey, thanks, Paul, for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating sitting here trying to tune in and watch some of the games today because. The network, they twisted everybody's arm, and ESPN spent this money and forced all the universities to spend a fortune on broadcasting equipment, things like that. But yet we can't watch the games unless we have you gotta have a 12-year-old that searches the internet, downloads everything.
No, I understand.
It's ridiculous. I mean, for the amount of money and the what's going on, it's frustrating. I mean, it really is. And I don't think
I want to address that, but Chip, because a lot of people are blaming us. I can assure you, if they had said today the Tennessee game is on instead of us, that's fine. We accept that. That's part of what we do here, and that's part of what we embrace. We don't make those decisions. And I don't have the answer because I don't know what the answer is. I think you are probably on the right track though in what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, because we've got so much wealth involved, to be honest, in our teams. That
well, the only thing I'll say though, Chip, there's still, all we know, ESPN has many channels, and their games on, I think, ESPN2 today and ESPNU as well as the SEC network. So, could there have been another game on today? It turned out it would have been difficult because of what happened in Gainesville, and I'm not making excuses. I'm on your side. I think, but I also will say this about the SEC network. You do realize, if you go back 5 years or 10 years, how few games would have been on before this network launched. And now...
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree with that 100%.
Well, tell me why.
It's football. There, if you're watching, if you're going coast to coast from noon till 9 o'clock at night, the majority of the teams were playing. They didn't add that much value in football.
Really? Chip, I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about baseball.
That's fine. I understand it. No, in baseball, yes, they did add a little bit. But for the most
a little
part,
bit. I mean, do you have any idea how many do you have any idea how many baseball games are on the SEC network every spring?
Absolutely, I do. I'm a college baseball fan. But I mean, when you're sitting here, when you've got three teams in the SEC that actually have higher attendance than several Major League Baseball teams,
I agree.
You should be able to tune in and watch those.
Okay.
But yet, I'm watching volleyball. I mean, yes, they do have a lot more baseball, but they have the facilities, they have the equipment, and I'm watching dead stuff. I'm watching a dead channel. And I know it takes personnel, and I know it takes a lot of money to produce a show. But that's
First of all, Chip, the game's being broadcast. So I don't think it costs any more money to do it digitally than to put it on the over the air. So I'll help your argument there. I understand. Listen, I'm nobody's telling me what to say or not to say. I just I'm trying to explain as best I know, without really having a paper in front of me to read about what is going on. I was just simply making a point that in the past, like last week at Hoover, I mean every game was broadcast, of course, and I Tennessee fans today, certainly Arkansas fans, want to see their team, but. And yeah, if you ask me,
SEC's the greatest show on sports.
Sure, I mean, I could find the game on my phone. If you're asking me to figure out a way to get it on my television, I'm probably going to ask your kid to help.
That's the key. I mean, you've got tons of restaurants and bars throughout the Southeastern Conference that are going to be struggling to be able to show their customers that came to spend money at their restaurant or bar to watch a game, and they're like, we can't get it because it's, hang on, let me find someone. It's just not applicable.
Okay.
Where it should be on SEC Network. Whereas I know they have one game, but not.
Well, in fairness, they had, I'm trying to, if somebody in the control room can help me, because I'm a talent. I'm not a PR person. I know there are.
You realize that.
I believe that today alone, if anybody knows, let me know. The two games are on this network, obviously. I've said that repeatedly. I think the South Carolina game was on one of the ESPN channels, because I believe I saw it earlier. So that's three. I know there's a softball game, and you're not talking about softball. I think that's part of the problem. The softball tournament, it does take precedent this weekend because it is the College World Series.
Right.
So those games are on ESPN tonight. But you know the problem in the SEC. If I could conclude this conversation, there's too many good teams.
Exactly. Thank you for the time.
Thank
Paul.
You. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
When we come back, there probably will be a PR person sitting here answering these questions more eloquently than me. But for now, we are going to the break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We welcome you back here on a Friday afternoon. Don't forget, baseball follows us. Presbyterian at Vanderbilt. Let's check in with Stacy in Georgia. Hello, Stacy.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
We are well. Thank you.
Paul, first of all, when you guys come on the air, every time I hear Tammy's voice, man, it just sends me to a different place. I sure miss her a lot.
Oh, do we ever.
Tammy was a sweetheart. But the thing I want to talk about today, Paul, is this upcoming season, and I'm trying to figure out, how's this thing going to play out, Paul? The first game of the season, Georgia has Clemson, right? And just say we slip up and lose to Clemson, but we run the table and possibly win the SEC. If Alabama going to be in the picture. I know they're going to be in the picture. Can't get past that. But what are Georgia's chances if they lose to Alabama, the SEC, and Clemson? Will they still have a shot to get in that thing, Paul?
Stacy, they would, but it would be problematic. And, you know, much of it would depend on everything else. You lose to Clemson, you lose to Alabama. You know, what do you have to hang your hat on? Well, where is a good victory? Is it Kentucky? Is it Florida? Is it Missouri? So that is going to be where I think they're going to get into trouble. I think the committee will probably say they had two opportunities, albeit they were playing the two top teams in the country, and they didn't win. So I think if they're dominating in everything else and they play those games close, and other schools are dinged up a little bit, they will be okay. But they better hope that Oklahoma and Ohio State have not also run the table.
One other quick thing, too, Paul. I feel a lot better at the quarterback position. We got a lot of depth there. Got a lot of young guys. But I'm wondering if the receiver is going to step up to the plate. You know, that's the question mark I'm looking at. I feel like we hit the lotto this past week with getting a few guys in from Clemson and West Virginia and the LSU. But the thing is, can we get our star receiver back? Is he going to be healthy enough to start the season?
Yeah. Well, if you're asking about Pickens, I don't think Pickens is expected back until November at the earliest.
Wow. Well,
I mean, and what people don't realize, and you understand it, Stacy, in losing George Pickens, you lost arguably the best wide receiver in the country.
Yeah, but I feel good about the other guys. But you know, Pickens, like you said, probably the best receiver in the country.
Well, especially for a long ball. I think Georgia is still going to be in really good shape. But I want to see about these. You know, again, we know what's been reported. We don't know. The one player from LSU. There's still a bit of a mystery there. I think the Clemson player. There's no mystery. He'll be a factor.
Right. So my thing is then, we don't have Pickens. I would like to see us use our tight ends more, man. Get them more involved into the offense. I mean, you know, I looked at Kyle Pitts last year. He was a problematic for a lot of teams.
Oh, he was I've never understood why schools don't use more of the tight end. Hey, thank you for the call, Stacy. Really good stuff. You take care of yourself and have a great weekend. Keith is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Keith.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. My question is on the NIL. And pardon me for my ignorance, but isn't Title IX a federal law?
It is. it certainly is.
Okay. Well, then, couldn't the NCAA come out, like, tomorrow and say that all of the state legislature that was passed didn't include a Title IX clause, and so it's void?
Well, you're getting into legal gymnastics here, and the NCAA could do whatever it wanted. It could try to litigate this, but their track record is really poor, number one, and they are not going to litigate it. They are looking for a compromise. What we've heard. They would like Congress to grant them an exemption, an antitrust exemption. Right now, the next 2 to 3 weeks are going to tell the story. But even though what you're saying is correct in theory, I don't think it's going to come to that.
Okay. Well, can I ask one more question?
Of course.
You said earlier you had a couple of friends in Clemson. Can you name at least two of those friends?
I'm gonna plead the Fifth Amendment. I tell you what, how long will you give me to come up with a second friend? I have one.
I won't give you that, but I will say
I may have to use Dabo Sweeney's wife as the second one, even though she'd probably deny knowing me.
Well, if you'll indulge me one more second, just for our friend in San Antonio, I remember about 18 months ago. He called in, and at the end of his call, he said, "Paul, you're my best friend." And maybe I should have called in at that point and raised some awareness. But I would just say, Matt from San Antonio, I love you, and hang in there, buddy.
Thank you, Keith. Very kind of you to say that. That's really nice. I-Man is everyone's best friend, and he is up next.
Live from the capital city. Paul, how you doing?
I-Man, I am doing great. The week is almost over.
Yeah, it is. It's Friday. And then we're fixing to get into some weekend stuff. Don't ask me to elaborate. It's stuff.
Gotcha.
Paul, I've been listening to the Kinder Gentler Nation on the radio today. Let me say something as a long historian of this show. This show has always been kind and compassionate, but it's always been edgy and competitive. And if you pick up the phone and make a phone call to this program, somebody's liable to have a comment if you're stepping all over yourself. But it's done in fun. And for those people who get their thongs in a knot, maybe you ought not make that phone call. Maybe you ought to just sit back and listen and enjoy the banter. But this show has always been kind and compassionate towards people. I can only think of a couple people who really didn't have that compassion for other folks. But, for instance, a lot of people used to think that Jim was being piled on. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the relationship Jim from Tuscaloosa understood best. That's the way he lived. And that was normal conversation for him. It wasn't piling on. It wasn't doing anything. And as we are a kinder, gentler, politically correct nation, can't we have this 1 4-hour forum every day without breaking down? And it's all about being knocked down and picked up. That's what we've always done our entire life. Get knocked down and picked. Paul Feinbaum has knocked me down more than anybody else on this program. He's the only one smart enough to do it. He's the only one clever enough to do it. And you know what? I call back every day. Don't take it personal. Because it's fun, folks. This is the last little piece of fun that you might have in your whole day, in your week. Have fun this weekend.
Hey, I-Man. You got away before I could knock you down again. Thank you. I-Man's been calling this show for about 20 years, more than 20 years, and we really appreciate it. Thanks, I-Man. Heading to a break. We have 30 minutes to go of fun, as I-Man described it. Join the party. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We welcome you back. Final 25 minutes before we get to Nashville for the baseball game. And Tom is up next. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Paul. Listen, I'm a recent fan of your show. We're doing it every week. I had to admit, I'm a Kane fan. I'm not a big SEC fan, but I respect him. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Paul Maneri and his retirement from LSU.
Sure.
You know, his dad, I went to Miami-Dade in the early 60s when his dad, Demi, was a baseball coach there and had a wonderful, wonderful career there at Miami-Dade. And Paul got off to a good start. In fact, mentioned that at 14, he told his dad his life goal was to be a college baseball coach. So he did a real nice job doing that, I think. And I hope his dad got some recognition, you know, when Paul had announced his retirement.
Yeah, I am a big Paul Maneri fan, and I don't know what's next for him. I think it was probably a good decision. Sometimes you make your contribution, you move on, but to me, he would still be a valuable commodity for some other program.
Well, I kind of thought it might have been, you know, he's sort of related. He was having problems with his neck in the last couple
right.
of years,
okay.
and maybe, you know, more of a health issue. But again, and one other quick thing about when Howard Schnellenberger passed, I don't know if he got enough recognition for the time he spent with Bear Bryant and where he brought Joe Namath and Tuscaloosa with, you know, not being able to afford much more than a cup of coffee, and what he did with the program at Miami and my alma mater, Florida Atlantic, you know, all he did there in his career.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that. We had a couple of conversations about Howard, and to me, and I interviewed him about it a couple of times. I mean, he made one of the more dubious decisions, I think, in college football history when he left Miami to go to a job that never panned out in the USFL. But what he did after that, some people would have been broken by it. He wasn't. He built that Louisville program. He did it, same thing down in Florida, and the man deserves so much credit. What an inspiration for all of us.
And also what he did with, you know, he was the offensive coordinator, I believe, maybe it wasn't for the undefeated team, for the undefeated Dolphins.
Oh, he absolutely was. You're right.
But anyway, listen, my friend, you do a good show. I love the SEC story shows. They used to run one about Tennessee with Bernard King
Ernie Grunfeld.
They don't run it anymore. They see the yellows. When it comes to the walk-off home run, I turn the TV off and run because I was sitting there watching that game. The Canes were down to the one strike. And, of course, Skip came from Ron Frazier's program.
He did.
And, you know, did a great job with getting. And Ron Frazier, as good a baseball coach he was, he knew how to promote. And, you know, was really, really good good times. But anyway, you do a wonderful job. You get people to say, and I appreciate you giving me my opportunity today to have my say and enjoy listening and watching your show.
Tom, you take care of yourself and call again. Don't be a stranger. Randy is up next in Mississippi. Hey, Randy, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Look, I was wanting to talk about the folks that's calling in about not being able to watch Arkansas or Tennessee. You know, you go to ESP.com, and they have the programs on there, and they say ESPN3. If you want to watch it on your TV, you get buy a Google Chromecast,
right,
and you can cast it to your TV, and you watch it all day long right there on your TV. That's all.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that. All I would say to people is that we're well into a process of revolution between digital and television and linear television, and you're going to see more of that. There will be I think every SEC school is going to have one of their games on this year in over the top. So I appreciate the frustration. I really do, and I know that it's easy to blame us. I mean, we do what they tell us to do. I can assure you, we have no more influence over the scheduling and programming at this network than you do.
I understand totally, and it had a lot to do with who Arkansas was playing today. That's the level of competition.
Well, I don't know what's on tomorrow and Sunday. I'm sure that will change. I mean, the first round is a jigsaw puzzle. I mean, you have so many different sites, so many different networks. Now, next week, the super regionals, I know they're all going to be on, and most of them are going to be on one of the ESPN channels, I believe.
Yeah. It'll get there. And it gets frustrating.
I mentioned it earlier, but on ESPN2 tonight, I think on ESPN, I don't know if it's bad. Maybe they may have a basketball. You have the NBA going on ESPN. On ESPN2 tonight, those are two channels that would normally be utilized. You have the two College World Series games. And I think both of them involving SEC schools, or at least I know the Alabama game is late. And there are only so many spots. Even if there had been a game on right now, you still have a bunch of games left tonight. You have Tennessee going on right now. Arkansas is finishing. Ole Miss is playing. LSU is playing. I mean, there are a lot of games to keep up with. There's no place. And I know some people have mentioned the alternate channel. But there are a lot of cable and satellite operations that don't utilize that, so that would be a very limited opportunity.
Yeah, well, you're correct. Then you have women's softball.
ESPN2 tonight has two women's softball games involving SEC schools. So it's just a convergence of so many different events going on. And I'm if you're an Arkansas fan or a Tennessee fan, you're frustrated. And what better to do than blame someone?
Right. There's no blame. It's just that a lot of things happen. That's all I wanted to call in about is, if they don't know how to cast, you can get an app on your phone.
I'm glad you said that.
I use Google Chromecast.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it, Randy. You be well. Let's check in with Dave, who is up next in Florida. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Just a quick note to follow up on the last caller. He mentioned the ESPN.com website. That website shows that they're broadcasting every game today that's being played. It might be regional, but right now I'm watching Arkansas on ESPN. So they're broadcasting every game.
Yeah, you just have to be equipped to do it, Dave. And I think we're so.
Right.
And I'm not. Listen, of all people, I can barely turn my iPhone on in the morning. But all I will say though, with football coming up, I would talk to somebody about this new world that we're dealing with, because there are so many games available that you will not see. Now, I don't know. Now, during football season, I can't watch the games that are available. But, it's a new world out there, and a lot of us are slow to try to conform.
Well, that's why I've got two TVs and watch them, both of them at the same time.
No, I hear you.
That's all I wanted to say.
No, and thank you very much. And people, it is, whatever contraption you use, whether it's your iPad or your iPhone, or you're able to figure it out for your television. These are not complicated things, but you just have to be aware that this will be continuing in the future. And so will we when we come back. More after a quick time out here.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.